Hi, welcome back to Joe Blogs. This episode is the next in a series looking at the financial implications of Russia's invasion of Ukraine on the global economy. And in today's episode, I want to talk about the costs of this war. So we've been discussing a lot of the financial implications, what the impact has been on GDP, what's been happening to oil prices, what's been happening to commodity prices, and the general overall negative impact that this war is having on the global economy. But in today's episode, I want to focus in on the actual costs, what this war has been costing in terms of Russia's investment in their military, what the costs are with respect to the damage that's been done to both physical property in Ukraine and also the Ukraine GDP. We'll have a look at what the impact of this war has been on oil prices globally, on natural gas prices and other commodities. And then I'll touch on what the overall impact has been on global GDP. And then finally today, I'll wrap up with my summary as to what I think the actual cost implications of all of this are going to be for the global economy and have a look at what we think is the likely total impact. Because one thing that we can't put an exact figure on right now is how long this war is going to run on for. It's been going on for more than 2 months right now, but it's likely that it's going to continue through the summer period and could even run for the whole rest of 2022 and beyond. So we'll have a look at that and then assess what the total value impact of this war could end up being. So before we get into all of that, if I could ask you to give me a thumbs up at some point during this video if you're enjoying the content, and also to subscribe if you haven't done so already. And don't forget, I always include chapters, so if there's a section you're not that interested in, it's really easy to skip through it. And if you'd like to support the channel, please have a look in the description below where you'll find a link to Buy Me A Coffee, Patreon, and you'll also find YouTube's Super Thanks feature. The exact costs of war are very difficult to establish because no official reports are published by either side, and it's really only after the event that you'll be able to work out exactly how much this has cost in terms of the investment. But then, of course, there's the knock-on impacts of the damage to business, the damage to trading relationships, and so on. So in today's video, I'm really trying to bottom out as many of the costs as I can using the data that is now available, and some reports have been put together. So the starting point for this analysis is the cost of the damage to Ukraine. And the best data that we have so far is coming out of the Kyiv School of Economics. And they've undertaken extensive calculations of all of the damage based upon direct analysis that's been provided to them by thousands of Ukrainian citizens and from direct notifications from the government and local authorities about losses and damages throughout the country. The methodology also includes the World Bank's experience in analysing losses in Syria and Iraq, as well as the recommendations of the leading Ukrainian investment company Dragon Capital. Using this data, they've compiled a digitization of all destroyed infrastructure in Ukraine and completed detailed bottom-up analysis of all of the damage. Using this data, they've now published a report which details the amount of damage up to the 2nd of May 2022. So this covers the first 68 days of this conflict. The estimated cost of the damage to physical infrastructure is now $92 billion. And this figure includes around $30 billion of damage to residential buildings. They're estimating that around 34 million square meters of residential buildings have been damaged. $30 billion of damage to roads. They estimate that around 15,000 miles of roads have been damaged. $10 billion of damage to factories and industrial premises. Their current estimate is that 195 factories have been destroyed as part of this conflict. $7 billion of damage to 11 airports. $3.5 billion worth of damage to railway stations and rolling stock. $1.8 billion of damage to healthcare institutions, $1.6 billion to bridges. They're estimating that around 90,000 cars have been destroyed so far, with a total cost of $1.4 billion. $1.2 billion worth of damage has been inflicted upon schools. $900 million worth of damage has been done to land, and there's been $600 million worth of damage to ports. Now, the list goes on and on, but they are the major items that have been identified so far. And that's just in the first 68 days of this conflict. So the damage to physical property that's being inflicted per day is around $1.5 billion. In addition to the physical damage, Kyiv School of Economics has also put an estimate on the economic damage. And they based their assessment on both their own study and the Ukraine Ministry of Economy. And taking into account both direct losses calculated in this project and indirect losses, which include GDP decline, the cessation of investment, the outflow of labour, additional defence and social support costs, they're estimating that the total economic damage on Ukraine so far is $600 billion. So in total, as of the 2nd of May, the Kyiv School of Economics are estimating that the total cost of the war on Ukraine is close to $700 billion. The investment cost of this war for Russia is very difficult to establish. At the start of the war, Consultancy.eu published a report estimating the military cost of this conflict based on the first 4 days of losses. And the summary of that report stated that the first 4 days of the war had cost Russia $7 billion, based upon the $4.2 billion cost of the lost machinery and a $2.7 billion loss of potential GDP based upon the human casualties. The report stated that Russia had lost 29 jets at a total build cost of $2.5 billion, 29 helicopters at a total cost of $408 billion, 816 armoured vehicles at a total cost of $800 million, 191 tanks at a cost of $450 million, and 75 pieces of heavy artillery at a total cost of $117 million. The human losses in the first 4 days of this conflict were estimated to be 5,300 for Russia, and it was estimated that these individuals would contribute around $500,000 over a period of 40 years to GDP, and therefore the loss of these individuals would have a combined impact of $2.7 billion on Russia. So these figures relate to the direct equipment and people costs. However, the costs of war are a lot greater than that. And the report went on to give an estimate of the total costs of the war, which include logistics, personnel, and items such as ammunition, fuel, and rocket launches. And when they included all of these items, the researchers' estimate of the daily cost of war to Russia was $20 billion. Now, at the time of this recording, the war has been going on for around 100 days. So if the war has been costing Russia $20 billion per day, that would equate to a total cost of around $2 trillion so far. Now, $20 billion per day is obviously a very big figure. But if we look at the actual equipment losses that were estimated in the first 4 days, that figure came in at around $1 billion per day. So the likely cost to Russia is somewhere between $1 and $20 billion per day. So if we take a conservative estimate and say that it's likely to be something like $5 billion, then 100 days of war so far will have cost Russia $500 billion. That's the investment cost, all the people, the equipment, and everything else that's going into this. And the key question here is, how long is this war actually going to go on for? If this war goes on until the end of 2022, then that would equate to around 300 days of war. And if you've got a cost of $5 billion per day, that would be $1.5 trillion. And this isn't an investment. This isn't something that's going to yield future returns. This is just a dead cost, literally. And you may be sitting there thinking that it's impossible that this war could go on for the rest of 2022. But if you look at a direct comparison, when Russia invaded Chechnya in 1994, that invasion and war went on for 1 year and 8 months. So it's very comparable, and there is a real possibility that we could see this conflict going on for at least the whole of 2022 and beyond. And if we do, the actual investment cost is going to be absolutely astronomical from Russia's perspective. The investment cost of this war is not contained just to Russia and Ukraine. Ukraine is receiving a lot of support from NATO and other Western nations. Joe Biden recently submitted a request to Congress to approve investment of $33 billion to help support the ongoing conflict. In addition to that, the EU has provided over $1.5 billion of support. The UK has provided over $500 million. Germany have not released their figures, but it's estimated that they've provided over $1 billion worth of support. France is estimated to have provided around 500 million, as have a variety of other European nations. And other countries such as Canada and Australia have provided hundreds of millions of dollars of support so far. So the total amount of global investment from all of these nations is now around $40 billion, and that's only after 100 days of war. If this war continues on for the rest of 2022 and beyond, then obviously that figure will continue growing. But the cost of this war is not just limited to the amount of investment that all of the countries around the world are putting into it. There are also knock-on economic factors. And one of the biggest economic factors is the cost of oil. So oil is still the number one energy all around the world. Everybody needs oil. And what this conflict has really highlighted is that we're addicted to fossil fuels. There is no way around it. We're working on renewable energy ideas and everybody's moving towards electric vehicles, but that's some way in the future for the vast majority of people. In the short to medium term, we still need oil. And what happened when Russia invaded Ukraine was the price of oil went up dramatically. So over the last 5 years, the average price of oil has been touching around $65 per barrel. As soon as this conflict started, we saw prices jump above $100, significantly above $100 initially, and have now come back down and are trading somewhere in the region of $110 per barrel. So the cost of a barrel of oil is now around 50% higher than it was prior to this conflict starting. So looking at the increase in the cost of a barrel of oil, if we assume that prices have moved from $65 to $100, that represents an increase of $35 per barrel. So if we apply that increase to 100 million barrels of oil per day, that equates to an increase in the global purchase of oil on a daily basis of 3.5 billion. So that means that over the course of the first 100 days of this conflict, we're looking at an increase of $350 billion in the total purchase price of oil globally. And if we assume that this conflict does go on for the rest of 2022, and therefore comes in at over 300 days, we are looking at a total cost increase for oil of over $1 trillion. One of the other major impacts of this war has been on the price of natural gas. Russia is the main supplier of natural gas to Europe. It supplies around 40% of all of the requirements. And that natural gas is really important because it's used by a lot of countries, firstly, to create electricity. There are a lot of gas-fired power stations in Europe. And secondly, it's supplied directly to consumers' homes for heating and cooking. So it's a really important part of all of those countries' infrastructure. And over the last 20 years, Russia has installed pipelines that supplies the natural gas directly to a variety of countries. And those pipelines have made that gas really convenient and low cost. Now, the majority of countries in Europe have now come out and stated that they no longer want to buy any gas from Russia. However, we're now in a transition period because it's difficult to switch your supply, particularly if you're being fed gas directly by a pipeline. A lot of countries are now looking to switch their supplies to liquefied natural gas. However, that involves more infrastructure because you have to regasify that liquefied gas before you can use it. So what we've seen since the start of this conflict is a lot of countries stating that they want to move away from Russia, and the price of natural gas and liquefied natural gas has gone up by around 50% in Europe. At the start of 2022, Europe was paying Russia around $250 million per day for gas purchases. And as this gas accounted for around 40% of all the supplies, the total purchases that Europe were making were around $600 million per day. Now, since the start of the war, the price of natural gas has increased by 50%. And that increase in price therefore equates to an additional cost per day for Europe of $300 million. So in the first 100 days of conflict, the increase in that price has cost Europe over $30 billion. And if this war does run on until the end of 2022, the additional cost in terms of gas prices for Europe alone will be close to $100 billion. And clearly that will have an impact on the global economy and growth rates because somebody is going to have to pay for that additional cost. And ultimately, it will be the consumers of that gas. And that will be the private individuals and companies in all of those countries affected. There have been a variety of food products and commodity items whose prices have been directly impacted by the war in Ukraine. Russia has large amounts of natural resources and is in the top five suppliers of a variety of commodity items. Now, simply don't have time to go through all of those different commodities. So if we just take one example, and the best example here is wheat. Russia is the world's largest exporter of wheat and has around 18% of the total market. But historically, Ukraine was also a big supplier of wheat and provided around 8% of the global export market. And the reason that wheat is so important to a lot of countries is that it's used to make flour, and that flour is then used to make things like bread, pasta, noodles, and couscous. The immediate impact of this war was twofold. Firstly, it cut all of the exports from Ukraine because they could no longer access the ports, and also there was a lot of people leaving the country, so they simply didn't have enough people to be able to manage the wheat crops and also to be able to harvest them. The secondary impact was that there were a lot of countries who came out and imposed sanctions against Russia, and they also stated that they no longer wanted to buy any Russian products. So as a direct result of these two factors, the price of wheat increased by around 50%. Now, the total value of the export market for wheat is around $45 billion per year. So that equates to around $4 billion per month. So if we're applying an increase of 50% to that figure, you can see that the total increase in cost globally of the movement in wheat prices is about $2 billion. So that would equate to around about $6 billion for the first 100 days of this conflict. And somewhere in the region of 20 billion if this war carries on through to the end of 2022. But the direct cost increase isn't just the only factor here, because a lot of countries around the world are having to switch their supply chains. So they're now having to try to source wheat from other countries. So a lot of countries had a high dependency on Ukraine for their supplies, and they've lost all of those supplies overnight. So the cost implications are not just contained to the actual price of wheat, it's also the delivery costs. So there is a knock-on additional impact here. And of course, wheat is just one example of the commodities that have been impacted by this war. There are hundreds of others. So the impact of all of these increasing commodity prices is likely to be in the tens of billions of dollars per month while this war is going on. Another cost that is very difficult to calculate exactly is the impact of this war on GDP. If we start with Ukraine, the GDP of Ukraine last year was around $164 billion. And it's been estimated that that's likely to fall by around 35%. So that equates to about a $60 billion hit directly for Ukraine. The forecast impact for Russia is smaller in percentage terms, but larger in actual figure terms. So Russia's GDP was around $1.7 trillion in 2021, and it's been forecast that GDP will fall by around 10% in 2022. So that equates to a direct impact on Russia's economy of around $170 billion. But as we're all aware, the impact is not contained to just those two countries. And the IMF and the World Bank have now come out and given new forecasts for global GDP for 2022. The IMF have downgraded their original forecasts by 0.8%, and the World Bank have brought theirs down by 0.9%. A global GDP in 2021 was around $94 trillion. So the estimated reduction in GDP as a result of this war equates to around $85 billion for 2022. So what's the summary and conclusion today? Well, clearly the biggest cost of war that I haven't mentioned yet is the humanitarian cost, the loss of life. And I'm not trying to trivialise that in any shape or form. But for the purposes of this episode, I wanted to talk about the financial cost of war and try to put some figures onto what's actually been invested and what we are losing on a daily basis as we go further and further into this conflict. And hopefully the numbers and the breakdown that I've given you today gives you some insight into the sheer costs that are involved and the waste of money that we're looking at here. We are burning through all this investment and there's no real upside to look forward to. There's nothing at the end of it that we can all say that was a job well done. So far, the direct costs to Ukraine are running at around about $750 billion. Which is a huge number, and there's obviously going to be a massive rebuilding exercise that's needed for Ukraine at the end of this conflict. But the cost of this war from Russia's perspective is much higher. Firstly, they've got their investment cost, and I've estimated that that's coming in at around $5 billion per day. So if this does run on for the rest of 2022, Russia is looking at a total cost of over $1.5 trillion. But that's not actually the total cost of this conflict to Russia, because when you take into account the economic impact, it is far greater. So the current estimate is that Russia will see a fall in GDP of 10% this year, which would equate to around $170 billion. But they're also resetting all of their trading relationships. So the Western world is now coming out and saying it doesn't want to deal with Russia anymore. So they're having to find new trading partners, new relationships, new supply chains. So this is a complete shift of focus for Russia going forward. And who knows what the long-term implications of that will be on their economy. And the other impact on Russia will be the sanctions. Now, I haven't gone into any detail on the sanctions today, but clearly going forward, they will lose relationships with a lot of their trading partners. And that could mean that they lose access to technology and set their economy back years. The other major impacts on this war are on the price of all of the items that people were previously buying from Russia. So we have seen the price of oil and natural gas and wheat and other commodity items spike since the start of this war. And those prices will stay at those elevated levels for the foreseeable future, because all of the world is now having to seek different suppliers, and we are seeing a complete shift in the way the world trades. So all of this ultimately means that global GDP will fall in 2022, and how much it falls by is really difficult to put a firm figure on right now, because the longer that this goes on, the worse things will get, and also we're likely to see crises appear in various countries. So I've already reported on the fact that Sri Lanka's having major problems, Egypt's having major problems, Tunisia's having major problems, it's likely that Turkey will encounter major problems, and the list will probably go on to be into double figures by the end of the summer. And all of those countries will need some form of support, some sort of bailout, and ultimately the Western world will have to pick up the bill for that at some point in the future. So all of this means that we're seeing contracting GDP, and it's likely that we will see countries failing, needing bailouts, and defaulting on their debt. So the overall summary today is that the cost of this war is astronomical. It's going to hurt the global economy both in 2022 and beyond. Now, at this stage, we've no idea when the war will finish. It could run on to the end of this year. It could run on to the end of 2023. It could go on for many years yet. So at this stage, we have no idea of knowing what the final cost will be. But the bottom line is that it's going to hurt the global economy, and we will all be worse off as a result of this war. So hopefully you found this video useful, informative, and educational. If you've liked what I've said today, then please give me a thumbs up. And don't forget to subscribe if you haven't done so already. Hey guys, just a very quick update on Joe Blogs 2. We are so close now. We are at 3,900 hours. So we are really, really close. So I just need you to keep watching those videos for a few more days. Please jump over to Joe Blogs 2, watch one or two of the videos or jump onto the playlist, and then I can apply for monetization, and then we're ready to start this experiment for real. So that's going to be the really exciting part. So if you are working on a video, now's the time to start thinking about finishing it up, get it edited, get it into the state where you're really happy with it, where you think it's a nice professional finish, and then we can start posting those videos and seeing what happens with the channel. So thanks for watching this part of the video to the end, and for watching this entire video all the way through.